100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And we're back for a Monday. Woo! How good is this?
It's good. I feel good. How do you feel?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Refreshed after the weekend.
Great.
A little bit sort of rainy this morning on the road, though.
A little bit, yeah.
That's all right, though, because the sun will be shining on our announcement later.
Oh, no.
Of the winner of Restore Your Outdoor.
About time.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't be more correct. Hey, we also have another exciting thing that's happening.
Now, when I say that I've been stalking this place all morning, I'm not lying.
That's right. World Pasta Day is coming, which means we've got a big special exclusive lunch. You can win your tickets to come along.
That's this Friday.
Let's just say there's an Italian flavour to it.
Wait.
It's none of those. Look, how was your weekend?
Oh, my gosh. Another busy one for me.
Yeah.
But fantastic. I had a great day yesterday testing out a brand new barbecue that we got as a family.
Nice one.
Yeah, I'll fill you in on the details for that later.
I cannot wait.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Alrighty, let's have a brief chat about our Newcastle Jets over the weekend.
All
so,
right.
Obviously, the A-League is now well and truly kicked off, okay?
Sure.
It was the first game of the season. Jets on Saturday, they played against Melbourne City at Mac Jones. Unfortunately, we didn't come away with a win. It was a 1-0 loss. But as I was saying earlier, off-air, I think, you know, it's not that bad of a result. For the first game with nearly a new, like, entirely new team, that's pretty good.
And they're at Melbourne City.
Yes.
Formidable, yeah?
Very, yeah. They're one of the top teams in the comp.
So
it's a hard start to the season.
Look, hard start, but we can turn this around.
Yeah,
it's
that's
still
right.
Very early days.
Well, they showed plenty of promise without winning, of course, but a first up crowd of more than 8,000 at the stadium.
Okay.
That's not bad. We've got to generate some interest again. That's what we need to do.
Totally. Mm. So optimistic is our general tone, yeah?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Good stuff.
Go the Jets.
New FM. The Novos.
A case study was published last week that made a very rare finding about a man with triphalia. Now, what's that, you might be asking?
Yes.
Most people would call that man with three penises. So this guy actually passed away, age of 78, and donated his body to science.
Sure, yeah.
He had no idea that he had three penises.
So I don't mean to say paint me a picture, but we're going to do this anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
If he didn't know he had three penises, then where were they?
Good question. So one was external, like visible, like normal.
Yep.
And this is such a scientific article.
Yeah.
You go, it was 77 millimetres long. Like, we need to know that information.
Sure.
And then when they dissected the body, they found two smaller ones inside the scrotum.
Oh, so it was in his, you know, little jangly bits.
It's a Frank and Beans all together in a pot situation.
Little boys.
Now, what was interesting, right, and this is, once again, back to the science vibes here.
Yeah.
Researchers identified they had one urethra. That's the little tube that takes, like, your urine out. That ran through one of the other ones but left the other one completely unused.
Wow.
So the little tube went through one and then into the main one and then out.
So would it take him longer to pee?
Possibly. But who's measuring?
Yeah, God knows.
The guy had no idea his whole life that that was there. So apparently, like, this, they're extremely, extremely rare. Like, they've only ever found one other one documented.
Okay, well, yeah, that's documented, though.
Yeah, that's right. Who knows how many are hiding inside the, you know.
Little sack.
Well put. Anyway, what a fascinating bit of science. And as you say, you never know what's hiding inside the
little sack.
New FM. The Novos.
Cheers.
So we are coming into the end of October, just around the corner. It's the 21st today, just by the way.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy. We're rapidly approaching the end of the year, which also means Halloween is well upon us, and people are starting to get their costumes ready to go for, like, all their parties and whatever.
Decorations are going up around Mayfield.
Sure.
I've noticed that. Out for a walk with the dog yesterday, and, you know, there's people putting up little lanterns in corners of gardens and stuff like that.
Sure, I've seen a couple of skeletons up and about in Cameron Park myself. But the thing is, though, there's always, like, every year, there's always, like, a token kind of look to go for based on what's happening around our world, our pop culture, everything like that.
Sure.
So I thought that I would go through some of the, I guess, top things that happened in 2024 that would be designed as an inspiration for your next Halloween costume.
I love it. Okay. What have you got?
So first and foremost, top of the list, we've got to pay homage to the Olympics, of course, that was on this year. Ray gun.
Yeah, that I think that will be number one costume for the year.
Probably.
It's not too hard to do.
Comfortable.
Comfy, exactly. You don't have ridiculous bits hanging off you that's difficult in the car on the way to the party.
That's right. And plus, think of the photo opportunities, doing, like, all her weird poses that she does, on the
kangaroo out hands.
Oh, don't get me started.
Hilarious. Oh, good costume, good idea.
Perfect. Okay, next on the list is, it's not even out yet, but, like, the hype around this is insane. Wicked, the movie that's coming out
next month,
I believe. So Elphaba and Glinda, obviously the Green Witch, the technical bad witch or whatever, and then the Prissy Witch.
Yeah,
the pink
right.
one, Glinda.
So, witch costumes are already going to be on the market, so
you can just modify
them a bit.
That's right. The next one, now this is a big cult classic hit from this year, Beetlejuice, the second one.
Yes, you're a big fan of this movie.
I'm a huge fan. I'm even considering dressing up as Beetlejuice this Halloween.
Nice. So you've got a couple of parties booked in, don't you? Or at least one.
I've got one. This Saturday. So that'll be interesting to dress up as.
Nice. I look forward. Send us a picture or something of your outfit. I'd like to see that.
Alrighty. And then the next one on the list is the Notorious Menendez Brothers.
Oh, of course. Mm. Now, this has become... Is it on Netflix?
It is.
Yeah, so it's become really, really big on Netflix.
Yeah, in the Monsters series. Yeah. But there's also another documentary that's just been released about it. Of course, there's things happening in their trials and whatever at the moment. But
they are in the news.
I know that the Menendez brothers are going to be big because it just went off this year. But my partner and his best friend, they're dressing up as Eric and Lyle for this Saturday. So that should be quite interesting to see them in those outfits. Other top contenders, just quickly, you got Justin Timberlake in his mugshot. So that'd be easy.
Of course, that is another easy win people go, oh, good reference. Yeah.
Singer Sabrina Carpenter, she's all the rage at the moment in her sparkly outfits. You can get away with wearing like a sequined nightgown.
See, there's a whole category of people at a Halloween party who are looking for the easy win.
Yes.
And that's a perfect one.
Yep. Well, meanwhile,
I've always got my sequins ready to go.
It's in my closet at home. Well, someone will probably dress up as like the little baby hippo Mudang as well. I wouldn't put it past him.
You know what? Mudang is definitely been a pop culture winner for 2024, that's for sure.
Turn up new. You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
I'm kind of freaking out, Krivo.
Why? Is everything all right?
Are you ready for this?
Sure.
So I just got a confirmation email on Friday afternoon confirming that I have an audition locked in for The Wizard of Oz for the Met Players.
This is big.
Yeah, I'm actually very scared. Never auditioned for a musical before. I've auditioned for dance troupes and whatever. That's different. It's completely different.
What's going to be your role?
So I've actually put up two roles just so in case, you know, it gives me some variety. Of course, I want to audition for Dorothy. She's my favourite character. Yeah. Well, Dorothy is, you know, somewhere over the rainbow.
You deserve to be the star of this.
Well, I have brown hair, so I wouldn't need to wear a wig.
Well, let's... hair colour aside...
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You're a star.
Oh,
already.
Thanks, bro. Thanks.
So... You deserve to be the star of this play.
Oh, I just want to give it a go.
What fee have you demanded?
There's no fee. You just do it for the love of it.
I was thinking like, 20 Gs or something.
Oh, God, no. Wouldn't that be nice? I'll take it.
What rider? M&M's in the green room, only the yellow ones?
Yeah,
you're doing some of that gear?
Nah, it's got to be the brown and the red.
Come on.
But this is during November, so it's only a couple of weeks away, so I have to prepare.
Okay, so wait, the audition's in November?
Yes.
All right. Oh, so, we can definitely get you practicing.
I need to, yeah. Like, when I told my mum and dad that I got the audition spot, they were like, oh, does that mean you're going to start singing more around the house? Oh,
that's
I'm like,
rude.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's very rude. Let's do a little bit now. Somewhere over the rainbow. Just give us a tiny little.
I'm not ready.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Oh, that was good. You know what you should do? You should audition for The Lion.
I'm not going in a play.
Yeah, you should. Have no fear.
Look, I've got no fear, but I'm not going in a... I don't have time for that. Nobody got
courage.
Time for that.
Courage. Come on, Greenberg.
Come on, join in with me.
No,
ready?
Don't do it. No.
Where's your courage?
I'm not ready. I will be in a couple of weeks.
Rainbow.
Well, how about this? Yeah. Once I get good at the singing part of Dorothy,
yeah.
I'll record it for you and you can listen.
Oh, we got it live on the air. All I'll accept.
Early.
Sure. That's an absolute minimum.
UFM. The Novos.
Richard Branson, you'd know him from, you know, so many different things. All of the Virgin this and that. You know,
sure.
He's got the cruise lines. He's got the, you know, the airline, the record company, everything
I
along
know that
the
now.
Journey. Yeah, that's right. Now, obviously, as well, he's been working on space travel, and he's built his own, basically, his own space airport in America.
So cool.
All the testing's gone through there. I think they're pretty much into the commercial flights there.
Mm-hmm.
He's now personally teaming up with a company called Space Perspective, which is set to launch the world's first balloon flight into the stratosphere.
This is big.
Yeah, so essentially it looks like a hot air balloon on the top,
mm-hmm.
but then down below, instead of just some rickety old wicker basket.
With a
bloke tending the flames.
Put that in my basket.
Exactly. this thing is high-tech. It's essentially a space capsule underneath,
mm-hmm.
and it has these really cool, like, comfortable-looking chairs, a Ooh. Bar.
Oh, sign me up.
Refreshments and Wi-Fi. It's all a bit fancy, right?
Yeah.
And you can buy tickets on this thing, $185,000 a ticket. It's a bit expensive.
No,
I'll give you that.
I was going to say, that's pretty cheap. What a bargain.
Well, it is a bit expensive, but you get to go into space.
Mm.
And Richard Branson is going to co-pilot the first one. Imagine all of the excitement of that? He'll be one of, and he's got experience with this. So he flew a balloon across the Atlantic and the Pacific over Mount Everest and down the Himalaya chain. So he has a lot of experience flying balloons.
I did not know any of this.
Yeah, fascinating, right? So the first commercial flights are set to take off in 2025. That is next year.
That is so soon.
I know. A round trip, 6 hours, and you get to go and see the Earth from outer space.
This is incredible.
That's a bit of a dream. Google these Space Perspective balloon and have a look at what is really like a luxury experience. It looks amazing.
The world is changing. Next thing you know, this will be on booking.com in the coming weeks.
It's not far off that. Mm. It really isn't.
UFM. The Novos.
I think China has worked it out on how to find the ultimate, I guess, happiness thing.
Oh, yes.
Ultimate way to be. I can't speak.
What a sentence.
Best way to be happy. Let's go with that, okay? Bear with me here. So apparently pet cafes are a big business over in China. So basically, you just have pets just chilling out in any random cafe just to make it look more appealing, I guess.
All right, so you go into, there's a cat in this cafe. You can pat the cat and
that's
it purrs at you. That's kind of cute.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, now owners are able to send their furry friends to work in return for snacks and a discount for the owners and their friends. So basically, you set up a resume for your dog in some of these cafes and they go, "Ooh, I like the look of little Fluffy here.
Yeah.
They seem like they have a nice temperament. They're very cute. They'll probably bring in some more customers. Happy days."
All right, so the dog gets fed.
Yep.
It gets, like, looked after maybe while the owner's at work or something.
Yes, definitely.
And everyone wins at the end.
Mm.
That's the idea.
Well, that's right. So in recent months, you know, cafe and pet owners have posted ads and CVs on China's version of Instagram asking for,
it'll work.
Yeah, a couple of hours at a cafe.
You know what? This is kind of genius. And mm-hmm. in my household, aside from baby Esme, Molly's the only one not earning, right? So I thought, this is, I'm hearing this and I think, I asked Molly the Whippet, that's my dog, to write a resume because you've got to start earning your keep around the place.
Ooh.
And she's done it. I didn't have very high hopes, to be fair. But she's done it. She jumped on the MacBook at home and put this together.
So is it a bunch of woof woof words? No,
come on. It's a proper resume.
Okay, all right.
And all titles and everything. Contact information. Ooh. Name, Molly the Whippet. Email, wolfbaby_21@treatmail.com. Now, everyone's made one of those embarrassing high school email addresses.
Yes.
She's just kept it. She doesn't care. She hasn't gone for an adult style one.
Good on
whatever.
Her.
It's just an email. Education, dropped out of puppy school.
Oh.
School of hard knocks. You know what? I respect that. A bit of grit and a bit of grind will get you at the end.
Yeah.
Work experience. Security guard at the Mayfield Cottage.
Oh, what?
Barking at the postman.
Yeah.
Barking at big dogs that walk past from behind the fence and barking at lizards.
Oh, God.
So, look.
She's all over it.
I'll give her this. She does have work experience, but it all seems to be in one area.
Guard dogging.
Special skills. Turn around, sit, bam, play dead. Right? Interests and activities. Sleeping on sofas and various beds.
Yes.
Chasing tennis ball.
Ooh.
Eating beef or chicken flavoured smackos.
Kind of chicken is that, dog?
Smackos. Chicken. references available upon request.
Ooh.
So, resume is out there. I'll be, as a, you know...
Carer.
I'll be negotiating fees. So, any interested cafes, get in touch and I'm sure we can do a deal because she's got to start earning her keep, all right?
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
All right, so a little report from last week, from Friday.
Yeah.
There was an ongoing saga where an Uber driver tipped me off that there's delicious food to be purchased from the Mayfield Mosque on Fridays.
This is the biryani you've been talking about.
Yeah, biryani. I was, you know, wondering about it all week, purchased it.
So you did get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went and got it. It's awesome.
Oh, really?
It's enough for two people and it's $12.
Right.
You get two whole chicken legs and a big, big takeaway container of spicy rice.
Oh.
And it is delicious.
Right. And they're just like, oh, here you go.
It's $12 and they gave me a couple of bottles of water as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, what a lovely people.
Good value, and you just wander in there, and away you go. $12, it's a little counter at the front.
I'm glad you told this story on air, because I hope my mum's listening. She was actually asking me about that on Friday herself. She's like, so, when's Crevo getting this?
Yeah,
well, I want reports.
Yeah, delicious. It's quite a bit spicy, but very fragrant. Lots of herbs and aromats in there. Very, very highly recommended.
This sounds delicious.
Good value.
UFM. The Novos.
So I was going through some old family photos the other day. I wouldn't say old, probably about 7 years old, I would say.
Yeah.
So just going through down memory lane, and what popped up was a terrible situation when I was driving my first car. So this was a little manual Getz.
Okay.
First
car.
Very sturdy and very reliable. It's a great brand as well. However, not when you are driving and then decide to, I don't know, drive slowly past someone's house and your tires get stuck in the mud and you can't get it out.
You got it bogged.
I got it bogged.
Oh, nightmare. And they're not like, a little Getz doesn't have the best traction.
No.
Or four-wheel driving abilities.
Yeah, the power is a little bit low, I would say, to try and get yourself out.
I think they usually use, they're just little lawnmower engines in there than the little Getz, isn't it?
It sounds like one. Actually, you know what? It sounds quieter than a lawnmower engine, so I don't
Slightly.
Know.
Even less powerful, perhaps.
Yeah, if Barbie had like a mini bus, that's what it would sound like.
Yeah, that sort of stuff.
So that was probably my worst driving experience, and this was when, you know, I was only just able to start driving properly, and I was still a bit nervous on the road.
Sure.
And I was just like, look, getting bogged absolutely sucks. That had to be one of my worst driving experiences to date.
Okay, I've got a few along the journey as well.
Mm.
One where I wasn't driving, I was visiting family overseas in Indonesia, and my wife Emmy's family, and we went to like I can't even remember, go to like a restaurant or something like that. Supposed to be like a 20-minute or 30-minute drive.
Mm.
Ended up in a massive traffic jam, nearly 4 hours.
Oh, jeez.
And I was at the end of it, I was like, I don't even want this.
No.
I don't even want this lunch. Bad driving experiences.
Oh.
Another one on my first car, an absolute terror of a car, which was a Holden Vectra. Awful.
Ooh.
Absolutely awful car, riddled with mechanical issues. But that was beside the point. This time I got a flat tire, absolutely bucketing down rain.
Oh,
had to change the tire at the side of the road. Absolutely soaked to the bone, and it was night as well, of course.
Mm.
Oh, it took ages. Just terrible. Sometimes you just have bad driving experiences.
Yeah, that's right. So this is what we want to do. 4967 4105. Give us a call. We want to know your worst driving experience.
Yeah, what was it? Maybe, you know, maybe you skidded off, you know, a bit light and bright, preferably. Not too dark. That's not what we want here. Or perhaps something went wrong, or big traffic jams, all that sort of stuff. Myself along the journey, I've had like flat tire in the rain when I once again first started driving.
Yeah,
you're very inexperienced. You don't know what's going on,
and you freak out.
Of course you do. I remember another time scraped the whole side of my car in a parking lot, car park. You know those like pillars that come down?
Yes, I do.
So once again, I was, you know, 17 or whatever. Don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You think you're the king of the road? You're not.
You're not.
You're not at all. All right, 4967 4105, and a chance to join our World Pasta Day. We've got a special lunch that we're having at Inforno.
Yes.
We've got 2 tickets to give away every day this week. So get in the draw for that, rather.
Mm-hmm.
To Belinda in Salamander Bay, your worst driving experience, what was it?
Yeah, well, as an ex-tour guide coach driver coming down the Caranda Range into Cairns off to AJ Hackett Bungee for a bit of excitement. Had my own excitement, I guess, when I lost my brakes in a 52-seater coach.
Oh, my
coming
God.
Coming down a mountain range. And, got to the bottom, and let's just say we didn't go to AJ Hackett. We went to the pub instead. We had enough adrenaline for the day.
Oh, my God. That is so scary.
Terrifying.
And did you have to change your pants after that?
Yeah, I
had
out the
boots. Oh, my God, that is absolutely terrifying, isn't it?
Yes, I've never heard anything like that before. Sounds like something out of a movie.
I know. No brakes down a mountain, 52-seater coach. That is terrifying.
Yeah, I reckon. Alrighty, let's go to our next caller. Good morning, Trish in Rutherford. What's your worst driving experience story?
Well, I bought a car about 13 years ago. It was my first car from a car yard, and I thought, oh, yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
About a week later, I was up at Green Hill Shopping Centre in the rent to put fuel in it, and a guy came over and said, you know, you've got a flat tyre there. And I said, no, I'll reverse up and get it changed.
Mm-hmm.
Went to get the wheel off it, couldn't get it off. It needed, lock nuts to get the wheel tyres off it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't have that, and I didn't have a wheel base. So I rang up my brother and I said, I'm stuck up here, can you come up here?
Yeah.
You had to call the NRMA out to break their wheel, the nuts off the car to get the tyres off.
Break the nuts off,
the car yard to go and get a brand new wheel nut.
What a nightmare. Was this the first time you ever had to break nuts off?
UFM.
The Novos.
Lowest.
Deluxe.
And if you want to walk away with a prize this morning, what we're going to get you to do is call up on 4967 4105 to play Lowest to Lux. This is one of our favourite games in the show. If you don't know how it works, basically what it is, 3 items you can buy from anywhere around our region.
That's right, from the shops, maybe from online.
That's right.
Just stuff for sale.
Yeah, there's a variety of things. We give you 3 items. You need to list them for us from the cheapest to the middle to the most expensive. You don't need to guess the actual price.
No.
Just guess what it would be in order.
That's right. So easy. Just pop 3 things in order. Let's meet our contestant for today.
Yes, let's go to Liam in Cardiff. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you going out there?
Great.
Great, man.
Is Cardiff looking good this morning?
It's dismal, but I know a guy is about to win comedy tickets, so it might look up.
Oh, you are quick-witted. I like it. All right, you know how the game works, Liam?
Is it highest to lowest or lowest to highest? What would you like?
Lowest to highest.
Right? Lowest to lux.
Okay. Let's just jump straight in. You ready, Liam?
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. The first item on the list is a 12-pack of multicolored Sharpies from Amazon. Ooh, I do like me a good Sharpie.
Me too.
Okay, the next on the list is a 125-gram box of Cheezels from Coles in Mayfield.
Okay.
I do like me some Cheezels. And that's a personal favourite of mine.
I'm noticing a pattern here.
Okay, and then the third on the list is the men's Drover belt in brown from RM Williams, Katara. Okay, ooh. Just a quick recap. You got the 12-pack of coloured Sharpies from Amazon. You've then got the box of Cheezels from Coles. And then you've got the Drover belt in brown from RM Williams. Which one, Liam, do you think is the cheapest?
Cheezels are in there. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, he's quick. All right.
He's quick. Are you always this quick, Liam?
No, but, you know, the video lies, I'll tell you that.
Oh, you're my favourite person ever, Liam, already. Okay, what's next on the list?
Well, look, Sharpies. If it's Sharpie brand Sharpie, you're probably looking at up to about $20 for your 12-pack of Sharpies.
Mm-hmm. We're done. Yeah.
And then your RM Williams belt. Mm-hmm. I reckon a good piece of leather like that with an RM Williams stamp is going to be on the higher end above my Sharpie. So
are you a man that likes leather, Liam?
I'm actually a man who likes office supplies.
Yeah, fair enough. God, all right. So you're putting the Sharpies in the middle and the leather at the top. Is that right?
I'm going to have to. Yes,
okay. Please. Locked and loaded.
All right. Let's reveal some prices.
Let's do it.
Okay. The Cheezels from Coles, 125 gram box, $2.50. It's quite affordable.
That is a good price, isn't it?
Making me happy. Then you've got the 12-pack of multicolored Sharpies. Amazon, a little bit cheaper. It's going to set you back only $10 at the moment.
Oh, that is a good price.
Mm-hmm. Which means the RM's Williams belt.
RM's the Williams.
I can't speak. You know this.
RM's the Williams.
We're having fun.
Okay, here we go. Drover belt. $149.
Yeah. William has predicted correctly. You are off to Newcastle Comedy Club. Well done.
Get in. Thank you.
Get in indeed. Simple as that. Another local winner here on UFM.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Ari, there's something I want to talk about here called a scurry lane.
Now, I love the name of this.
It's a bit of fun. Yeah. Essentially, what it is when you come up to an intersection.
Yep.
And there's an extra little lane, often to the left.
Yes.
That is, it like starts and then it ends just after the lights.
Yes. It's usually at like an intersection.
Exactly. Now, the famous one is at Griffiths Road, Broadmeadow, going towards Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little mini lane and it literally ends about 30 metres after the lights.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
people
yeah.
ask you, what even is the deal with this lane? Like, why even have it there if it ends so quickly after? And this was put up on Reddit, and I think I'm going to give credit to whoever Wiggle69 is because they've given a great description of what to do here and the informal rules around it.
Okay.
So they've said, if you're in the scurry lane, you are duty-bound to boot it the moment that the light turns green. There's a couple of milliseconds leeway to anticipate the red light, but jumping the gun is a faux pas.
Really?
So you can't, like, zip in there before it turns green, obviously.
Right.
Missing the light or stalling will bring shame upon your family. Which is so true. If anyone in that little lane, like, misses it, you're like, oh, what a loser you are. You stay there till the back of the line now. And then the person in the middle lane, who they've called the blocker, is also duty-bound to accelerate sharply enough to block you, but they have to do it in such, and this is so true, in such a way that looks unintentional. So, like, if you're in that middle lane, you got to zip off as fast as you can.
Yes.
But, like, looking forward, just pretending like nothing's happening.
Do not look left or right. No. Don't look to your right. Don't look to the person next to you.
Yeah, exactly. You just got to, this is how I always drive. Even though you're definitely driving faster than you normally do.
Absolutely.
And then you've got to try and block that person in the scurry lane without making it look like it's intentional. Sometimes the blocker can be goaded into accelerating too quickly and also, and then the person in the scurry lane can try and duck behind them. That's a fake out victory.
Mm-hmm.
That is a fake out victory. Now you've got to be very careful at this intersection because there is a red light camera there.
Oh, is there?
That goes off all the time. Honestly, every time I'm at the intersection, often like in the going towards Katara direction,
sure.
You see people going across towards Newcastle. I think every single time I'm there, I see it go off.
Oh, so you actually see it.
That must be one of Newcastle's hardest working red light cameras. They must make so much money off that.
There's actually also one as you're going down the hill at Charlestown.
Oh, yes.
So, yes, just be aware.
All right. Red light camera or scurry lane?
No, red light camera.
All right, be aware at all times.
My dad's been done there, so.
Oh, that's the famous one in the Gaddy household.
Yeah. He's like, damn it!
As soon as it goes off. You know what? That one at Broadmeadow, I think... Legend has it that paid for the whole Newcastle interchange.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Because it goes off so often, it's constantly like money just pouring in and in it goes. Mm. Amazing. Anyway, if you're at a scurry lane today, keep that in mind.
Yes, exactly. And if you're going through Glendale Crossroads, there's one there. So you'll see some scurries there as well.
Be extra careful.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
I've seen this post yesterday. It's quite interesting. Apparently, according to the director of Men in Black, you've seen Men in Black.
Of course.
Yeah, it's a great film,
iconic,
actually.
Iconic.
Well, apparently, Barry Sonnenfeld, which is the director, shared a humorous story about Will Smith during a podcast with Kelly Ripa, right? So while filming a scene where Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones were, like, sealed in this, like, high-speed pod, Smith apologized unexpectedly. He's like, oh, sorry. Confused, the director quickly realized that Will Smith had passed gas in a confined space.
Oh, what a nightmare.
So he farted, like, in this little pod. The incident then led to the set being evacuated for about 3 hours.
How bad was his gas?
He must have had some bad kebab or something like that the night before.
Oh,
but, like,
my
imagine,
God.
If you're, like, sitting in, like, an airtight area with the Tommy Lee Jones.
And then you do a massive fart.
Oh, my God.
But it's silent but deadly.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, right? Mm. For a workplace to be evacuated due to your gas, you got something wrong going on there.
You've got some bowel issues, mate.
Serious. He needs to get that checked by a doctor.
Yeah, he probably even was to told that.
Even to this day, I'd be saying, go get that checked out because... If you evacuate an entire workplace, something is gone wrong.
I should probably tell my brother to go get his bowels checked because his gas is bad, man.
Where does he work?
Motorbike shop.
Do they have ever evacuated that?
No, but I wouldn't be surprised.
It's still on the list to happen, is it?
Go outside.
Yeah, good suggestion. Where there's more oxygen to mix with the gas.
UFM. The Novos.
Now, yesterday afternoon, lovely weather, decided to go for a little walk around Mayfield.
Beautiful.
Took the dog out, baby Esme in the pram, and away we go. A little family walk.
That
right?
Actually sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it was. Perfect weather. Anyway, walking along, I saw a few, like, Halloween decorations up. I was like, fun. That's fine. The neighbourhood's getting in the spirit.
Love it.
Then in the distance, I see, oh, there's another house that's got its Halloween decorations up. Cool. As we get closer, I realise these are not Halloween decorations. Mm. They are Christmas decorations.
Getting in early.
I was like, it's October 20. This is far too early. Yeah. This is actually absurd. This is ridiculous. What are they doing? Put them back away. Put them back in the box, in the garage, wherever you keep them, and get them out in, like, December 1. That's about the earliest you should have them out.
So you honestly think that at the start of the last month of the year, that's when it's appropriate?
That is as early as you should have them out. What are you doing? Mm. It's October. It's October. How ridiculous. Put those Christmas decorations back away and stop, I guess, fooling the world into thinking that it's that time of year. It just isn't yet.
Okay, here's what I have to say
it's
about
a big,
that.
Big old fat no from me.
All right. So, look, I'm a fan of all decorations, right? Whatever the time of year, beautiful. It's a wonderful thing to do. When it comes to Halloween and Christmas, my thoughts are you can only start putting the Christmas decorations up after Halloween. So as soon as October 31 has been and gone or whenever it is, then you can put them up. But I say the earlier for Christmas deckies, the best, the better.
This, okay, so you're one of those people.
I'm a little elf. I like it at Christmas.
You'd see that and you'd go, that's a bit of fun if you saw it. Yeah. If you were walking down that same street in Mayfield, you'd go, oh, nice.
Yeah, get your jingle bells out,
no,
all that.
No, absolutely not.
I love it though. Come on, happiest time of year.
It is. From December 1, that's when you start it. Don't be getting it out earlier.
Hang on. Mm. It's okay to have them out earlier because you want to make the most of it. So December 1, that's way too late. You're not enjoying the festive spirit for as long as you need to. It brings happiness to the world, okay? Joy to the world and all that.
I think it should be illegal. I think it should be criminal prosecution if you've got them out before December 1. That's my personal opinion.
You're just not a fan of getting things out too early, are you, Craig?
Correct. Don't get it out too early. That's what I always say. All right. Well, this is the debate, I guess. Let's get into it.
All right.
4967-4105. Is it too early to have the Christmas decorations up?
Okay.
Or are you think, like Ari, whatever, it's all fun and games.
Celebrate
right?
for as long as possible.
Couldn't disagree more.
People are just trying to make the most out of the festive season, and I respect that.
Well,
get your jingle bells out.
This is where we agree to disagree. And let's ask Newcastle for their opinion on this and settle it, I guess, once and for all in an official court of law, which is what this is. God, that was good.
Law and order.
Yeah, stunning. And you had to say what it was because people didn't recognise it.
Nah.
In Madawi, Gabby, what are your thoughts? Is it too early to have the Christmas decorations up?
Good morning, guys. Absolutely not. I am 100% Team Ari. I think you've got to get your bang for buck out of all the effort to put them up.
Yeah.
To show how serious I am, I actually spent the weekend making 7 varieties of Christmas cookie dough, so it is definitely the season.
7?
Wow. That is a lot.
You are probably one of my favourite people, Gabby. Like, that's sensational. That is gearing up, ready to go 2 months out. Fantastic. Well done.
All right. Let's go to...
Jack in Mayfield. Hey, Jack, what are your thoughts? Is it too early for the Chrissy decks?
I think it is too early. Like, my thought keeps going towards... Like, the more you have it, the less special it is. So,
I like where you're going with this. You seem like a reasoned man, Jack.
Yeah, like, I am all for decorations, but
it's not too early.
Yeah.
Okay, Jack, here's a question for you. What date do you put your Christmas tree up? Is it the same date every year?
Well, I think it is, like... The going is December 1st.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. You know what? People in Mayfield, smart. And that's what I'm learning from this whole situation.
No.
All right, well, this is a deciding vote, isn't it? Everything on the line here.
Yes, we're split down the middle still.
That we certainly are. A lot of suspense in and around this.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's go to our last caller. Natalie is in Katara. Good morning, Natalie. What do you think about the Christmas decorations?
Good morning. I think that Christmas decorations shouldn't be allowed until December 1st.
December 1st,
no,
yes, thank you, that is right.
What's going on? What's happening with Newcastle at the moment,
well,
in the region?
We're sensible people. Natalie and Katara, you know what? You've done Katara proud this morning and you should be very, you know, impressed with that, and everyone should be.
She's like, I know.
You know what? It feels good to be a winner here this morning as well. A local winner at that.
Yeah. 100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
A major project was completed over the weekend, Crevo.
What is
so
that?
My parents actually just got their first Weber barbecue.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the one that kind of just sits on like a little table and whatnot.
Oh,
so it's not the big one.
Is it a gas one?
I'm not sure.
Is it?
I think so.
Is it the gas or charcoal?
I think it's... No, it's gas.
It's gas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so I've never seen such a... I guess small barbecue, because like we used to have like one of the really, really big ones that would wheel out, and we had it on the alfresco area.
You know what? I reckon it's a baby Q.
Sure.
If I had to guess. Is it sort of a smooth dome with a grey?
Yes.
Yeah, I reckon it's a baby Q.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so there's still plenty of room to cook stuff on there.
I was
really surprised at how much stuff it could take. Anyway, so they set it all up. It works. Fantastic. So yesterday, because it was such a nice day, we ended up having like a little family barbecue.
Nice. What was on the grill?
Right. Okay. So we had steaks. We had chicken burgers. We had chicken skewers.
Oh, my God.
We also had, what was the other? Oh, sausages, onions.
What a feast.
I know. Mum also made a potato bake. We had some bean salad, all that gear. But Mum and Dad just like, should we invite your partner Will over? I said, yeah, let's do it. Because he loves a barbecue. He's a sucker for a steak. Loves it.
Sucker for a steak. Yeah. That's what I've heard.
Anyway, so it was quite a good afternoon. We were reminiscing about Mum and Dad's trip to Tasmania.
Oh, yeah,
they
nice.
They couldn't wait to tell Will all about it.
Slideshow? Did you get a slide?
Yes. So Will and I were sitting there for an hour with Mum going through all of her photos.
Here's a wonky photo of a waterfall. Brilliant.
Oh, no, seriously, that's what it was.
I know.
Anyway, Will and I got back to his place last night and whatever. I was sitting on the couch and he was telling his housemate all about the barbecue, whatever. Sure. He's just like, I actually got the meat sweats. So I'm looking at him going, did ya? And he goes, do you know how full I am? He ate way too much.
Yeah, too much sausage will do that to you.
Oh, he had a whole steak to himself.
Oh,
he had
my God.
Multiple chicken sticks, chicken whatever, all up the wazoo.
Well.
No.
You know what?
No,
like that. UFM. The Novos.
Hey, we moved to Cyprus, a little country, a beautiful part of the world, which took aim at a Guinness World Record. Ooh. And they've won it. They've got it by making a traditional kebab measuring 246 feet long.
Damn.
That is a big kebab, 74 metres in metric, in the real good measuring way.
It's a lot of meat.
It is a lot of meat, a lot of kebab meat.
Delicious.
I thought, wow, that's so impressive, and it is delicious, and what a great idea. And God, you know, the Cypriots were so cool to think that up.
Mm.
But as Novocastrians, I reckon we can do better.
Well, we famously love a cheeky kebab in this town of ours.
That's right. Now, I figured out, I thought, you know what, let's try and, I guess, first of all, work out what the equaling of this will be. How do we equal this record?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, why don't we go to our two, well, my two favourite kebab shops.
Yep.
You got to spread the business around, right, to local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And if we combine, with their powers combined, we can beat this record.
Okay.
So I did a bit of research and I've measured a couple of kebabs from each of those kebab shops.
Okay.
Because size does matter when it comes to beating the kebab world record.
Of course.
So the average of these kebabs comes out at 30 centimetres long.
Wow, okay. Not
now,
bad.
In order to, therefore, I guess, beat this record, we will need 246 kebabs, standard kebabs, put end to end.
Ooh, okay.
So instead of like making, well, instead of one giant one, it'll be end to end, all the way along.
Yeah,
246 times.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Stick them together, get some glue or something. We'll figure out the details later. Now, these are two kebabs. That means we'll need 123 kebabs from Cappadocia, which at the mixed price from Uber Eats, they're $18 each, comes to $2,214 or $2,337 with tabbouleh. Right? So
you got to have the tabbouleh.
Well,
I
thought we'll decide on the day.
It's
depends on how much money we've got in the kitty, right?
Question. Are you putting a garlic sauce in there?
But of course.
Yeah.
But come on. Not
Sorry.
An idiot.
Sorry.
Then we'll need 123 kebabs also from Mayfield Charcoal Chicken and Kebabs. Mayfield West Charcoal Chicken Kebabs. My other favourite kebab shop.
I was going to say, you're sharing the love around there.
Well,
that's
you
good.
Have to. Yeah.
Yeah, you support all of our local businesses.
That's what we're all about here at New FM, supporting local business.
Mm-hmm.
They come in at $18.75 on Uber Eats.
Wow.
Comparing like for like, which comes in at $2,306.
Okay.
I didn't get the tabbouleh price. I didn't have time. So combine these together, you've got $4,520. We've somehow got a raise, which is, you know what, it's people raise more money for sillier things.
I was going to say, your typical Bunnings stall down at like Wall's End or something.
Oh, well, that's the thing. Maybe we need to do a Bunnings sausage sizzle.
Yes!
We'll use one food, like meat wrapped in a bread,
to raise
money to do a bigger meat wrapped in a bread.
And stick them all together.
And make a world record.
Yeah.
Together, combine Newcastle, I think we can do this. We can pull this off and get our $4,520 together. Some with tabbouleh, some not. I've lost track of which is which. But in the end, we'll have a world record and we'll make Newcastle proud and we'll make the world news.
Look, mate, I'm only doing this challenge if I can eat the kebab at the end.
Of course you can.
Great, okay, I'm in.
It's 74.1 metres long. Of course he can eat it.
UFM.
De Novos.
Now, the latest, development in the space journey is luxury fashion house called Prada. Everyone knows Prada.
Prada?
Okay? Prada, hardly know her. I'm kidding, that's terrible.
What are you talking about?
Okay, so Prada and the space company called Axiom Space have unveiled the designs for a new spacesuit to be worn for NASA's Artemis 3 moon mission.
Let's get Prada on this. What do you mean Prada is doing NASA spacesuits?
Well, because Prada's like, you know, it makes clothes, it makes bags, it makes pretty much anything that you can wear.
I get it. They got sewing machines. I know that. But why, surely NASA does their own spacesuits.
Well, God knows.
They want them a bit more stylish, is it?
Well, that's right. Well, this was unveiled during the International Astronautical Congress in Milan the other week.
You know what? What a place for it. You know, a bit of a fashion show and a couple of astronauts buzzing about.
And you know what? A great team up, great collaboration. Probably more money coming in for both of them.
Sure.
So the mostly white suits are going to feature a cropped torso and a stone grey patch across the elbows and knees. Basically, although it's going to be free of the branding and logos, so there's going to be nothing Prada spelled out on the suit.
Right.
The designs also do include the red accent lines across the forearms and the waist.
Okay, so that's like signature Prada, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Sitting right there. Question for you.
Yes.
Do you own anything Prada? Even a one a little thing?
No.
Do you wish to? Is that a brand you desire?
Yes, I do. Okay. I really do.
Ari's boyfriend Will, if you're listening, Ari wants a Prada. What do you want? A handbag? Couple of handbags?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Okay. So let's delve into, I guess, a little bit of what Prada design will bring to this.
Yeah. So like we just said, they do have the red accent lines, but could you imagine, right? So in their product details, so they've pitched this to NASA and Axiom and whatever, and they're just like sitting in their Milan office going, okay, so this is what we want to have.
And you can do an Italian accent because you're Italian, isn't it?
Oh, no. But what they pride themselves in, Prada, apparently, is they make a lot of stuff from, like, regenerated yarn produced from, like, recycled and purified plastic trash collected from the ocean. So they're, like, recycling trash.
I don't know. If I'm up in a spacesuit and that thing is, like, it needs to keep me alive and keep all, like, the non-oxygen out, I don't know if I want a bit of recycled trash in there. I think I want that thing to be brand spanking new, thank you.
Well, apparently they can make them, I guess, look as
good as new.
Beautiful as what they can. Imagine this, right? So you've got your spacesuit on. It's decorated with the iconic saffian or leather trim.
Oh, yeah. That would feel comfortable, actually, against my body.
It's featuring a mix of materials for sustainable care to preserve the product. It has reduced microfiber shedding. They recommend not washing the item too often as well.
Well, so if you're in space, that is good.
You don't need a washing machine.
You don't need the old Fisher and Paykel up there running. You just get this thing out. Oh, what a tune. You feel good Monday.
Alfresco Outdoors and Heating, the home of the Weber Barbecue, now in 5 locations. New FMs, restore your outdoor.
All right, Ari, for some time now, we've been putting people in the draw for Restore Your Outdoor. Now, this is such an exciting competition coming into summer.
Yeah, absolutely. $2,500 to spend with Alfresco Outdoors and Heating, the home of the Weber Barbecue, now in 5 big locations. You can buy anything.
That's right. And if you have a look at their website, they have such an amazing range of stuff from your outdoor furniture to, of course, the barbecues.
Yes.
To even things like yard games, which are so much fun. It just makes your outdoor space ready for summer.
And ready for socialising.
That's right. I think the time has come, though, to talk to our winner.
I think we should go to the phones.
All right. A big congratulations goes to Drew and Tanilba Bay. Congratulations, you've won.
Woo! No way!
Yes way, my man. You've got $2,500 to spend your way at Alfresco Outdoors and Heating. How does that feel?
Oh, my God. My heart's racing. Oh, wow. Thank you so much, New FM. That is unbelievable.
You are very welcome. Now, Drew, tell us about your outdoor space at the moment and what you're going to buy.
Yeah.
Sure. Look, mate, I didn't want to get my hopes up. I didn't want to sort of think too much ahead. You had like jinx myself, but we bought an older house last year, and you know, it's great. Like we love it. It's ours, but it is an older house, and it's got such potential because there's a pool in the corner and we can see the pool, but we're just sort of in this older sort of entertainment area. So
yeah,
and the old barbecue needs, you know, I don't know. So it'd be just fantastic to go and have a look around and see what potential we could do with it. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Oh, this is so good. Yeah, absolutely. Now, of course, we are coming into summer, which means outdoor entertaining. Have you got some, you know, people you want to bring round once you've spruced it all up?
Oh, mate, I'm so lucky. I've got the in-laws that live directly over the back fence, would you believe it? We're just outdoor people, summer people. So, yeah, we're always in the backyard. So this is just fantastic. It's so good. Thank you so much, New FM. This is unbelievable.
Well, thank you. You are welcome, Drew. Congratulations once again. You're our latest local winner. And, yeah, enjoy that $2,500 to spend at Alfresco Outdoors and Heating. That is all yours.
My God, thank you. Woo-hoo.
New FM. The Novos.
I've come across an amazing story. So there's an article that's come out about this super fan of High School Musical. She has taken her obsession to the absolute next level and honeymooned at one of the High School Musical's film sets.
What a nerd.
So if you know what High School Musical is and you've seen number two, they're on like a summer holiday but also summer job site type of thing. So they're all working at a resort. Now, this resort actually exists. It's called the Inn at Entrada in St. George, Utah, which is also known as Lava Springs in the second film, right? So she's like, let's go on honeymoon here. So she's dragged him along. They're there.
For me, honeymooning at the site of a musical theatre movie
set.
Place yep. is an absolute no.
Why not? I think this is a bit of fun.
Well, it just seems like such a nerdy and dull experience. But for you, Ari, and your partner, Will.
Yeah.
Newcastle's biggest musical fans.
Not even close, but we try.
No, as a couple, I reckon you are.
We are pretty good with that.
When you get married,
yeah,
dream holiday for you is to visit different musical sites. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you are 100% correct. Take me to where these places are set and I'm there.
Okay, so I've actually thought about this. What we can do is take you on a honeymoon via locations in musicals.
Brilliant.
We'll start you off. First, you'll be having some blintzes and maybe some pancakes.
Okay.
In Austria, because you'll be visiting the site of the Sound of Music. You can be waltzing through the hills.
Oh, you better believe my arms will be widespread and I'll be skipping through that grass on the hill.
See, that is exactly what I'm imagining.
Hand in hand with Will, just like, come on, babe, let's go.
We're staying at a mansion tonight. It's going to be lovely. A bit different to Mayfield.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, then, once you're done there, you've sung your songs, you've eaten your Austrian food, which is all right. A bit too much cranberry for my taste, but you've enjoyed it. And then the next stop, of course, is to go over to England. How about a jolly holiday?
It's a jolly holiday with Mary.
Mary Poppins, baby. No,
Mary Poppins is stop two on Ari's dream honeymoon.
Oh, skipping away through a little cobblestone street.
Jump over some chalk, perhaps, on the ground.
Yeah.
And you're ready to go.
Yep, find a chimney sweep.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, look, it's a chimney sweep. You can tick that off the bucket list.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Why not?
Yeah.
And then now this is around the world holiday.
Okay, all right.
And it's around the world honeymoon because you guys, you're such a perfect couple. You're engaged. It's so romantic and all that. You're not engaged yet, by the way.
But
this is just in the imagination.
Sure.
Then you jump back on the flight, first class, because I imagine you won lotto or something along the way.
Let's hope.
And you head over to Africa for the Lion King.
Oh, it's a model Pumba. Come on, Creamer. Get into it.
No peasant breed. Right, and you're in the safari jeep, and look, oh, there's a lion. Singing this.
It's our problem free.
Everybody else on the safari is like, oh, look, a beautiful bird. And you're like, oh, come on, let's sing along. And they're like, what are these weirdos doing, Ari and Will, on our honeymoon as well?
Oh, where's my hog?
Exactly. Then for the final stop of the dream honeymoon for Ari and Will, of course you have to go to America and recreate West Side Story. Listen to her clapping along. She knows.
I'm ready. New York, baby.
Say that one more.
New York, baby.
That's what I wanted to hear. New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
That is us pretty much done and dusted here for this morning on New FM.
Gosh, it's been eventful.
It's been a really fun show.
Yeah,
I wanted just to reiterate congratulations to Drew in Tanilba Bay, who this morning won $2,500 to spend at Alfresco Outdoors and Heating, the home of the Weber Barbecue. Now, in five big locations, the winner today of Restore Your Outdoor. Well done, Drew.
Amazing.
It sounded like a really deserving guy.
Yeah.
You know, just bought a house and it needs doing up.
Yeah.
It's a bit sort of run down.
Yep.
And now he's got this to go and fix it up. So this summer is looking up for Drew. So well done, Drew.
He'll be living in his backyard.
Exactly.
Good on him.
And you should go ahead and check out all the great stuff at Alfresco Outdoors and Heating. They've got so much, you know, to set yourself up for summer. Go and check them out now.
We've also got to give a two people pass to come to our world pass today at Inferno.
Inferno. Inferno. Oh my gosh. It's Monday. We get it.
Yeah, Inferno. So we'll be there on Friday. We're giving listeners the chance to come and have pasta with us.
Yeah, delicious lunch. That's right. Every day this week, just got to be listening throughout the show. Get on air and then you're in the draw.
That's right. We're going to give a double pass to Gabby in Madawi this morning. So congratulations, Gabby. We'll see you on Friday.
We certainly will. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.